This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Come January next, California is going to be the biggest state in the union to have legalized recreational marijuana. This being the capitalist economy that it is, that's a business opportunity for entrepreneurs and a revenue opportunity for California towns and cities fallen on hard times. Towns like Adelanto, California, up in the high Mojave Desert, that had been teetering on the edge of bankruptcy and nearly ending its relatively short life as a city. David Weinberg from KCRW here in Los Angeles has the story.
The western edge of Adelanto is an industrial part of town, home to a handful of warehouses. There's a company that makes pools, a drone manufacturer, a strip club, and California's largest immigration detention facility. But the vast majority of the area, like the rest of Adelanto, is empty desert land dotted with Joshua trees. Though lately, there's been a new addition to the landscape. Lots of big yellow tractors. They're clearing plots of land for new warehouses to grow and store marijuana. Land prices in this part of the city have skyrocketed. Some plots have quintupled in price since the city announced plans to allow marijuana cultivation here in what is now called the Green Zone.
We had 53 people apply for cultivation permits. 43 have been approved. I believe there's only one that's actually legally up and running right now.
Jermaine Wright is a city council member, and he's the person who wrote City Ordinance 545, legalizing marijuana cultivation in Adelanto.
We make a projection on the low side. The larger facilities should be bringing in about $75,000 every 3 months to the city in tax.
If those predictions are accurate, tax revenue from weed businesses alone could reach $12 million by the end of next year. Just to put that in perspective, the entire Adelanto city budget last year was $13 million. And this potential flood of cash could not have come at a better time. In 2014, the city was nearly $4 million in debt and had begun the process of basically giving up as a city, filing for bankruptcy. The unemployment rate is double the national average, and more than 40% of the residents live below the poverty line. At a local Little League game, I talked to a few parents, and they had a range of opinions. Some were adamantly opposed to welcoming weed companies. Others, like Vicky Berrigan, said she was concerned about how it would affect her 9-year-old daughter, but she also saw the potential economic benefits.
That's a plus. There's going to be jobs available, and that's something to think about.
For all those jobs to materialize, a lot of things have to go exactly as predicted. And predictions are a tricky thing in America's rapidly changing marijuana industry. Bo Kilmer is co-director of the RAND Drug Policy Research Center. He says the federal government could crack down on growers, but there's also a worry that things could go in the opposite direction. What if, down the road, the feds legalize marijuana in every state and growers can ship it across state lines?
It's not entirely clear to me where the optimal place is to do that type of production.
For now, California is the largest grower and consumer of marijuana in the country. And state lawmakers plan to have new rules in place legalizing recreational pot by January. Cities like Adelanto that have a head start on building legit marijuana infrastructure hope to capitalize on the coming changes to the law. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.